and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I've recently been looking in the book of Proverbs, and I see certain things in there that really describe me and things that I would like to for me to be described there, and some things I don't want to describe me there. But I see that in the book, the Bible, I see a mirror. I see in the book, the Bible, the Word of God, that it shows me who I really am. And actually, it shows me what I would want to be. And the first thing that really struck me in the Word of God and that really came home to me was the fact that I needed a Savior. And I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. But as we look into the book of Proverbs, we see ourselves in many areas there. Let me ask a few questions right now. Do you desire to get more done and accomplish more things during the day? Now, I'm not going to be one of those pitch men as such, quote unquote, pitch men, that gives you a big pep talk. But what I'd like to do is look into the book of Proverbs and go through some of these verses. We're not going to go verse by verse, but I'd like for us to look at some of the things that God would have us to see today. And let me ask you another question. Do you want to be successful in life, or do you want to be a failure? Do you want to make better use of your time? Are you a person who usually waits until the last minute to get something done? Well, many of us are like that. Well, do you ever have a problem with laziness? Do you ever find yourself unwilling to act or work because you just don't feel like it? Well, sometimes we do get tired, and there's reasons, and there's many reasons, and sometimes we make up reasons that we just don't want to do anything. Well, God has a special message for the sluggard. Now, I'm not calling you a sluggard. This is something you'll have to decide on your own as we look into the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6 says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." In other words, we need to listen to God and be wise and look at the things that He's placed around us that would lead and guide us as we look into the Word of God. And we see things around us every day that remind us of how we should be and what we should be doing. Well, you know, since we all have the problem of laziness in some degree, we all need to pay attention to the passage that I just read, Proverbs 6:6, about the ant. Well, a sluggard is a lazy person, one who likes to take it easy and would rather do anything but work. Well, the opposite of a sluggard would be a diligent, industrious, hardworking person. Another word that describes a sluggard is the word slothful. Have you ever seen the animal known as the sloth? Well, it appears that this animal loves to take it easy. It's a slow-moving animal that hangs from branches with its back downward. The word slothful is used to describe a slow-moving person who loves to take it easy. Now, once again, we all like to take it easy on occasion, but we shouldn't make it a habit. Well, an insect that God wants the sluggard to go to and learn a lesson from is the ant. We've read that verse. Well, the next time you see this tiny creature, study it for a while. Have you ever seen this creature sleeping? Have you ever seen this creature, and I'm speaking of the ant, have you ever seen the ant taking it easy? Have you ever seen the ant sitting idly on a piece of grass just relaxing? Well, ants always seem busy. They always seem to be working. And the ant is considered small. The ant is very small. Proverbs chapter 30 and verses 24 and 25 says this, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a simple people, strong, not strong, it says there, not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. That's their food in the summer. And even though they are very tiny, ants get a great deal done. Well, we find by reading the Bible that ants spend time gathering food and working. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 8, it says, provideth her meat, this is the ant, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. Well, there's one group of ants that's called harvester ants. They usually gather up crops. You say, I thought we were going to talk about the Bible. Well, the Bible is comparing the sluggard, or looking at the sluggard and saying that the sluggard needs to be like the ant, needs to be quit being a sluggard. But once again, there is a certain group of ants called harvester ants, and they usually gather up crops. When the seeds of many plants grow ripe and plump, these ants gather them up and bring them into the nest. The ants eat some of the seeds right away, but they also store seeds in the nest. And this way, they always have food when they can't find fresh seeds. You see, they work hard, but it pays off. Well, what does the sluggard love to do? Now, this is something that each of us need to look at, and each of us need to read and hear and understand. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. It says, what does the sluggard love to do? It says, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of the sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Well, does the sluggard intend to sleep a long time or just a little bit longer? In Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 33, it says, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. The sluggard wants to stay idle just a little longer. Sometimes we have that little snooze button on our clock that we use. Have you ever seen those on the alarm clock? Well, the alarm rings and then you can press the snooze button and the alarm sound will stop. But 10 minutes later, the alarm will sound again. You see, it allows you to sleep just a little bit longer. The problem with this is that many people hit the snooze button again and again, again and again. And a little 10-minute snooze period adds up to much lost time. Well, little minutes add up. Suppose you set aside only 10 minutes each day to read the Bible. In just 1 week, 10 minutes a day, in 1 week, these 10-minute periods would add up to 70 minutes. Well, sleep is not wrong. We need sleep. The problem comes when a person sleeps when he really should be doing something else. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 5 tells us what the sleeper should have been doing. It says there, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son. But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. See, the sleeper should be awake and gathering in the harvest. Christ said in John chapter 4 and verse 35, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He's speaking of leading people to him. He's speaking of letting people know about him, that is, about Jesus Christ. We're not to wait, but we're to go out and we're to tell people about Jesus Christ. The harvest is there. If we would just go gather the harvest, tell people that Jesus saves. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a sluggard. Well, as we keep looking on, we see that there is a time to sleep and there's a time to work. The sluggard sleeps during work time. A hard-working person enjoys sleep. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 12, it says, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much. But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. I've met some rich people, and it seems that they never have enough. And by not having enough, they really don't get a lot of sleep. They just continually worry about what they've got, and they're going to lose it possibly. And they're wondering and they're hoping, and they lose sleep because they want to make more and more and more. The Bible says there's nothing wrong with hard work. There's nothing wrong with sleep. It's just a matter of doing it at the right time and working hard, doing what we need to be doing while the time is here, while we have the time. The Lord Jesus Christ was diligent to make the most of every day. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35, it says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." George Whitefield, the great preacher of the 18th century, always got up at 4 a.m. Now, he tried to be in bed no later than 10 p.m. Now, some people think I lived back at that time. I'm really not that old, but some people think I was there and I saw this. But I'm just conveying to you what history is here. Well, the secret of getting up early is getting to bed early. In fact, Benjamin Franklin, a good friend of Whitefield, was known to say, and you probably heard this, "Early to bed, early to rise will make man healthy, wealthy, and wise." Do you go to bed early, especially on Saturday nights? Are you always sleepy on the Lord's day? Late to bed, late to rise? This is the general rule of the sluggard. We should stay awake and listen to the Word of God. Get to bed early on Saturday night. And I do pray that you go to church on Sunday, that you're in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church where the Word of God is preached. I pray that you're there and you're not a sluggard and you're sleeping in. Especially, don't sleep in when you go to the church and you hear the preacher preaching the Word of God. Don't fall asleep. Oh, sometimes it's hard, even though we've had some sleep, because we just sit there and it's kind of, you know, we're idle. But we need to stay awake and hear the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 26, it says, "As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that sin him." Well, do you enjoy getting smoke in your eyes? Are you pleased at what vinegar does to your teeth? Would you, would these things annoy you? Would these things agitate you? Well, people react the same way when they send a sluggard on an errand or give a lazy person a job assignment. But once again, the slothful man is described in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 27. It says, "The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious." The lazy person doesn't even take advantage of what he has, really. That person needs to get things right with God, first of all. Realize that today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. God says now you are to come to Him. You're to come to Him through Jesus Christ. And the way you come to Him is admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Do you have eternal life today? Well, God wants you to have it by admitting you're a sinner and saying, "Lord, I can't save myself. I believe Jesus died for me. He rose from the grave, and He wants to save me, and I receive Him right now as my Lord and Savior." Won't you do that right now? "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.